Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden in Nashville at Belmont University last night. The second and final debate between the candidates. 6:38, KDK Radio 1020. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. Yeah, it was a watchable event last night compared to the first one. My goodness, I was so angry after the first one. This one, I'm better. I'm off the edge.
Well, Kristen Welker of NBC conducted it, and 41 minutes and change is how long the president spoke. 37 minutes, Vice President Joe Biden. And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, he is an expert in presidential rhetoric, professor at the University of Pittsburgh, Dr. Jerry Schuster. Welcome back, Doc.
Good morning.
So your assessment of the debate, a lot more, I would say, mainstream compared to what we saw the first time.
Well, it was much more of a debate, and it was something that the nation needed to have, not something that was that we would talk about in terms of being flippant or negative or argumentative, to the point where nobody learned anything. We just watched facial expressions and saw attitudes that were so abhorrent to men who were attempting to achieve the highest office in the nation.
Yeah, I think the first debate, we had talked about it afterwards. I was so disappointed in that and so disappointed in both of those gentlemen, thinking this is the best we have to offer for a presidential race, and that's what we got. Well, last night, a much different attitude, much different. Both candidates got their points across and were not interrupted. And Kristen Welker, who I was wondering about because there were reports that her family is, donates heavily to one party over the other. So I was wondering if she'd be biased, but she did a tremendous job and really kept herself from being part of the conversation. She just kept it moving along, I felt.
It wasn't about her.
Correct.
It was about the candidates and what they were talking about.
Well, let's talk about, if anyone was on the fence and they watched last night's debate, who do you think did the best job of swinging that boat to their side?
Well, I think, it was the president who had to achieve the highest of the two goals or objectives, because he had to try to overcome what appears to be, at least at this point, the higher approval rating of Joe Biden. But by the same token, except for his nonverbals, where he was obviously much dissatisfied with some of the answers that Biden provided, he was pretty good at listening, number one, and then responding in some key areas. Number one, I think, was, since we're Pennsylvanians, about whether or not Biden actually said that, he opposed fracking. And what Biden's response was, as a politician would, he maneuvered out of it by saying, no, I said fracking on government-owned land more than anything else. And the president didn't buy into that. But then there were other cases, especially at the beginning with coronavirus leadership and strategy issues. I think the president clearly was baffled as to how to respond to Biden, and it was kind of obvious early on that he couldn't do that. But at the same time, he stayed focused on point And so did Biden. I think everybody's fear about Biden, if they were his supporters, was that he was going to be baited into saying something that was misleading or inappropriate, and he did not do that. In fact, it was his, in terms of debate, it was his best debate, without question.
Yeah, I think, you know, regardless of which candidate a person supports, everybody's a little bit relieved that their candidate got out of that one without much of a major issue. Again, you mentioned the fracking thing. That keeps coming back to haunt Joe Biden, as does his son's business dealings.
Right.
Those keep coming up. But 40 million people have already voted. So what effect is that debate going to have on the electorate?
Well, in some states where the you know, where the difference is relatively minor, within 3 to 5 points, that could have made a difference. If there was a change in attitudes, they looked at the, I think it was an opportunity to look at the, substantially at the content rather than the nonverbals of the deliverer of the information. This was a time where you could make the comparison between what one said and what the other said, because there were some contrasts.
You know, I wonder, now you have Pennsylvania popping up in the conversation several times last night, and in particular, Western Pennsylvania, which tells you how important this region is to both candidates. And you had Eric Trump here yesterday, did a surprise visit to Oakmont Bakery.
Yeah, they all my cookies.
Yeah, well, Mark Serrao, the owner, he every election he bakes the cookies, then he puts the candidates on you know, the
face of the candidate.
Yeah, and then people, just kind of a fun thing in there. And what we had suggested was that Eric Trump went in there and got a Marty Griffin cookie, which was really strange. But you have the vice president coming back here today at 4:30 at the county airport, and then Bernie Sanders will be stumping for Biden. He'll be in town tomorrow. Why is Pennsylvania so important to both parties?
Well, one, because it has the number of electoral votes that are critical, and because there's such a diversity between our end of the state and then the central plus the eastern part of the state, and trying to appeal to all three entities is very difficult. So they, you know, it's... it's good that Pennsylvania does play that role for many reasons, but we certainly have gotten our share of attention from all of the candidates, you know, both internally and certainly on the presidential level. And I think it's a great thing. It says a great deal about Pennsylvania.
Well, we always appreciate your time and expertise, Doc. Looking forward to a good weekend and a great day. It's going to go to near 80 today, so...
yeah, and hopefully good day tomorrow on Saturday with Pitt and the Irish. I think we can do it, and we are going to do it in Tennessee, that's for sure.
You know, he did, Doctor, you did such a good job being fair and balanced in the whole thing until the very end when you obviously become partisan for Pitt.
Yes, indeed.
You know what this reminds me of, though? This is the national TV broadcast on ABC. This is a big deal in college football, and it reminds me of the late Keith Jackson when he was around doing these games, because he'd be doing this game tomorrow, right?
Yes, he would.
I loved him.
Keith Jackson, I remember being with my father-in-law, and we were watching the game. It was just a game, and I hear Keith Jackson say, "Oh, that goose didn't have a lake to land on." And my father-in-law said,
"What the heck is that?"
He said, "What the hell's he talking about?" I said, "Well, the quarterback had to scramble and couldn't find an open receiver, so he had to get rid of the ball." And he said, "Why didn't he just say that?" What's that?
Is Kenny going to play?
All right, we've ended this discussion with Dr. Jerry Schuster. I would think that you're going to see the same guy you saw last week. That would be my guess. All right. And by the way, Ian Book, the quarterback for Notre Dame, has started 39 games.
Wow.
So if Joey Ellen starts for Pitt, you'd have a quarterback 39-2. And Coach Narduzzi said, "That's really not fair."
No, it's not.
Well, we're going to do it.
All right. Thank you, Doctor.
Have a great morning.
You too. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.